Rochester basketball on Giant FM Sports on WROI is on the air. Rochester basketball is brought to you by Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, Shepherd Chevrolet Buick of Rochester, Jennings Insurance, The Insulation Guys, Rochester Glass, Enyart's True Value, Fulton Solid Waste District, Manitou Moose Lodge number 1107. Rochester basketball is also brought to you by Pulaski Memorial Hospital, RTC Communications, Culligan of Fulton County, Woodlawn Hospital, First Federal Savings Bank, Fulton County REMC, Smith Farm Store, Fulton County Best One Tire, Tidewater Executive Tax Service. Now let's go courtside for Rochester basketball on Giant FM Sports on WROI.
The 5-1 Rochester Zebras take on the 4-1 Oregon Davis. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Oregon Davis High School tonight. The Zebras on the road for the third straight game as they played Tuesday night at Winnemac, last night at Whitco, and tonight on the road at Oregon Davis. We'll see how the stamina of these high school kids can hang on here tonight. Jake Ruff joins me for tonight's broadcast. Jake, the Rochester Zebras coming into a matchup that the Zebras have never played. At least that's what John Harrell says. In 35 years, the Rochester Zebras and the Oregon Davis Bobcats have never met.
Yeah, it says last 35 years, no meetings, which we have to believe probably means never. I think you hit it on the head, Randy. I think the key tonight is going to be, Rochester has six games under their belt right now, and they're going to go back-to-back tonight after a conference game last night, and we'll probably learn a lot about what's in the gas tank tonight.
Zebras 2-0 in the TRC, so a big night last night. They win it by 2-43-41 there at Whitco, and they had a tough game on Tuesday. And, the more I talk to Coach Malco, he says they're using this as a sectional week preparation, and you can't get much better prep than a tough game on Tuesday night, a tough road game on Friday night, and, really that came down to the wire, and then you treat this as a championship game tonight.
Absolutely, and I think, it's interesting, too, that, not only is it three games this week, but it's three games on the road, and typically in a sectional week, you're going to be on the road for three games.
Yeah.
And, they don't ask you to draw pictures or paint pictures of road wins, and especially road conference wins, so I think the key tonight is to get off to a good start and not be content with the result last night.
The JV contest went to the Rochester Zebras, so the program-wise, getting off to a great start here at Oregon Davis. Now the varsity can just pick up that pace. Really, the Rochester JV dominated from the get-go.
Yeah, they did. Kind of in the second half, they did a nice job of working the clock, especially in the fourth quarter, and didn't beat themselves. And like you said, getting your first W before the varsity place is always a good morale builder for the team.
I think the one thing I find very interesting, and it doesn't surprise me, but I find it interesting, if you're a stat guy, on Tuesday night, Grant McCarter goes off for 23. Last night, Kyle Reinerts was the person to lead them in double digits, and that doesn't surprise me with this group of seniors. They've always been playing well and played together for a very long time, so one will always pick up the other one.
Yeah, and Quinn, I think he's been back for two games.
Yes.
Yeah, so Quinn's been back for two games, and they're able to get wins while working him back into the rotation, and I think, like you said, eventually it's going to be Quinn also, so I think getting McCarter and then Reinerts last night, I'm sure someone will step up tonight. Like we said earlier, a big thing is going to be coming back off of a game last night in a critical conference game.
Well, Jake, you and I have been around basketball for a long time, watched a lot, coached a lot. As an opponent preparing for the Zebras, when you've got McCarter, Reinerts that are possible this week, they've been hot. You got Quinn that you're waiting on. You got Blake Hughes that could go off. How do you prepare to stop them? Because when you think you're going to stop McCarter, then you get Reinerts. If you stop Reinerts, then you might have Quinn. How do you prepare for that?
Absolutely, and I think what makes Rochester a really difficult matchup for opposing teams is they're big.
Yeah.
And when you're big and you have a shooter on the perimeter like McCarter, it's hard to pack it in, because if you leave him, and even McLaughlin, if you leave him, it's going to free up people. and you got to kind of pick which one you're going to take away.
Another X factor tonight could be Aiden Smith. Aiden getting his second start tonight in as many games. He started him last night with Whitco, and Aiden really and Winamac was that extra spark that they needed as Winamac started coming back there in that third and fourth quarters. You know, this kid, you know, he's just a sophomore still with Tarek, but these two, between Tarek and Aiden, really have come a long way since game one.
No doubt. If you remember the last time I was with you for the McConaughey game, Coach Malco said we need to find who's going to provide the extra depth. Yeah. We know about the seniors. We know about Tarek. Who's going to be the next one? And it seems to be that Aiden has stepped up, and he's going to be the next guy.
It'll be interesting to see tonight as we have both teams out here practicing and getting warmed up. Rochester really, again, has the height advantage, and we'll see if the Zebras can take advantage of that down low, or if they try to play that zone and the guards can take advantage of it out front.
Absolutely. Rochester, with, I mean, especially having a shooter like McCarter, it's very difficult to pack into a zone because you have to pick him up inside the volleyball line, and that makes it hard to sag into a zone. Defensively tonight, it's going to be interesting for Rochester. Oregon Davis has two guys that account for about 31 of their 56 points, and they're both seniors. And I think, you know, you're going to have to make sure you know where those two are because it appears that if you're going to get beat, it's going to be because of one of the two seniors.
It'll be interesting to see how the Rochester Zebras react to that. And again, the big thing is game number three of the week here tonight. We had a chance to talk with the Zebra head coach, Rob Malco. We'll do that when we come back. You're listening to the pregame show here on Giant FM Sports, 92.1 WROI.
You like your water clean and refreshing, right? Only Culligan has every drinking water option for you. We have 5-gallon bottles and coolers for your home or office, bottleless coolers for work, and our very efficient reverse osmosis drinking water systems for bottled quality water at your kitchen sink. We don't have a faucet or pitcher filter, because with Culligan water, they're not necessary.
For better water in your home or office, call Culligan today at 574-223-2420, serving Fulton County for over 70 years.
First Federal Savings Bank would like to wish everyone happy holidays from their family to yours. First Federal Savings Bank has decided to extend their purchase special through December.
Our stats does not include last night because they didn't update.
In the month of December, First Federal Savings Bank will give a lender credit of $500 towards standard closing costs plus a discounted interest rate from the published rate sheet. Ask one of their mortgage loan originators for more details. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines. First Federal Savings Bank is an equal housing lender, FDIC insured, NMLS number 399927.
Fulton County Best One Tire does more than just tires. They offer a complete line of services with quality that you can absolutely depend on. Ask their friendly staff about oil changes, transmission flush, brake services, alignment, exhaust maintenance, and even engine replacement. Fulton County Best One Tires. See Doug or Todd at the corner of Fort Wayne Road, Highway 25 North Rochester. At Fulton County Best One Tire, the most important person to them is you.
Have you heard that RKC has upgraded their new fixed wireless? RKC has invested in new towers and equipment to bring the best possible fixed wireless service to those customers in our community that cannot get fiber-based internet. This service is available in Fulton and Northern Miami County. There are no data caps, and speeds up to 50 meg can be delivered. Call 223-2191 or 598-2782 and learn more about the new fixed wireless from RTC.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
For more information, call Jennings Insurance of Rochester and Argus.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Welcome back to the pregame show. Now, Z-Red coach Rob Malco. This coach's interview being brought to you by Plaskai Memorial Hospital, connecting you with excellent health care providers. Coach, tonight it's a back-to-back night for the Rochester guys. First time you've done that in a while.
Yeah, you know, not just back-to-back, but third game in 5 days. So, you know, it's a test physically, especially coming off of all the time we spent in COVID protocol and you know, just trying to get back in shape from that late December, those issues there. And so, you know, it's an opportunity, as we talked about this morning on the radio and Coach's Corner, to kind of look at it like you would in sectional week if we get a chance to play that deep into the sectional. You know, three road games, three bus trips, that's what we would have in March probably if we have that chance. And, you know, I guess I would just say it'll be interesting tonight to see how we handle how tired we are, because last night was such a physical, daunting game, being a conference game, and Whitco being as talented as they are on the perimeter, we had to work our tails off. So we'll see what we got left tonight.
Well, you also had to work your tail off on Tuesday night a little bit with Winamac there in the second half. There in that fourth quarter, they started making a comeback. You kind of had to turn it up a little bit, even more like a sectional would be.
Yeah, that second quarter, we did such a good job against Winamac, keeping them scoreless, but the second, third, and fourth quarter were pretty hard grind on Tuesday. So at no point has any of these games been anything where you just kind of cruise and sub guys in and relax a little bit. It will have been a week of grinding, without a doubt.
Well, the nice part is Tuesday night, Grant McCarter led you. Last night, Kyle Reinertz. It's been somebody different, and it could be somebody different yet tonight, or it could be one of those guys again.
Well, it could be. I mean, we have, you know, I'm looking forward to Quinn Stasiak breaking out here any day. You know, he's the farthest behind of everybody due to COVID protocol. So he's still trying to get his legs and timing, and I think what people forget when he's out for 20 straight days, everyone else is practicing, not just his teammates for 10 of those 20, but that our competition was practicing all 20. And so there's a timing, and there's a legs, and there's a whole set of issues you got to try and get back as a player, and then let alone playing with your team, but also playing against guys who've been practicing.
The bus trip up here, Oregon Davis. What do you know about OD?
Well, you know, I'm familiar from when I played at Winamac. They've had such a rich tradition here. They were a power in the 70s and 80s. And, you know, they have had some really good teams at times since then. They've been kind of hills and valleys. But then in, I think it was early 2000s, they won a state championship with the boys. So they have rich tradition, and anytime you run across a team with rich tradition, you know, they're always trying to attain and compete with previous teams. So I know there's a lot of pride here in Bobcat country.
It's also a different gymnasium. It's the round setup, and so it's a little different gymnasium, and they take advantage of that sometimes being at home.
Well, they do, and you remember from coaching the girls back in the day, they have had a really good girls program up here, and you know, they take their basketball seriously, whether it's boys or girls, and you know, it's kind of a neat old gym to play in. So I think for our guys, this is a good game for us to play.
As you look and you tell the kids that this is kind of preparing a sectional week for you, what do you look for now tonight? Obviously, you've seen a good grind on Tuesday. You said a great grind last night and got the two wins that you kind of would hope for, two out of three. What do you want tonight now?
Well, you know, we want to finish it off with another win. If someone would have said we're going to get, you know, sign a contract to get two wins this week, I probably would have signed the thing. But now that we've won them, I want to go ahead and get greedy and get the third one. And I really want to see our guys continue to improve offensively. Our defense, we're pretty good. I mean, ever since 4 years ago when we came in, everything that we try to do is to make sure we make your life tough on offense. And that's kind of our staple. But offensively, for us, we've kind of struggled this year to find our identity. And I thought we saw some good things last night. And hopefully we'll improve on that tonight. I'm going to be looking to see us expand ourselves, whether it's Quinn step up a little bit more, Kyle maintaining his aggressive stance, Grant being able to either knock down shots because they forget about him a little bit due to Kyle and Quinn, or like last night, Kyle makes hay because they're really focused on Grant, and seeing guys like Tariq and Aiden continue to step up, and Blake and Trent Reinhold to put some points on the board for us.
You know, everybody says second second half of the season, but number-wise, number of games, you're not to that halfway point yet.
No, I mean, we are game 7 tonight, so there's still 12 to go, and that doesn't count the sectional, hopefully 15. So we're only about a third of the way in game-wise, but that's going to even up quickly, you know, because we're playing a lot of two-game-a-week type things. This week was three, so in about 3 weeks, we'll probably be where we belong, but, you know, it's just, I'm just so glad we're playing, and hopefully, you know, I know Lewis Cass is in protocol now, Blackford's in protocol now, and you just never know. You don't know if it's going to be a team you play that knocks you out. You don't know if it's going to be one of your own players that knock you out. You don't know if it's going to be a student that one of your players is sitting by in class. It's just such a weird set of circumstances on whether you can stay on the floor, so hopefully we can.
What do you need to do to go 3-0 this week?
Well, we got to continue to play Zebra defense and hopefully come out tonight offensively and continue to show some flexibility in how we score.
Five starters.
We're going to go with the ones we had last night. We're going to have three guards with Grant, Tarek, and Aiden, and then we'll have Quinn and Kyle up front.
Coach, wish you the best of luck. We'll look forward to talking to you afterwards.
Thank you, Randy.
Rob Malco, the Rochester Zebras, is Coach's interview being brought to you by Pulaski Memorial Hospital. Back with more of the pregame show, Giant FM Sports, 92.1 WROI.
In the spirit of giving this holiday season, Shepherd Chevy Buick and GM are offering you employee pricing. Yes, that's right. You pay what we pay for a brand new 2020 Chevy model vehicle. So, wherever you may go this Christmas season, to Nanny's house, Uncle Buck's, Aunt Helen's, Shepherd's wants to help get you there in style and comfort with GM employee pricing for all on all 2020 Chevrolets. And don't forget, Shepherd's also has an excellent selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from that go through a complete 172-point inspection, and the service department is always ready to keep you safe on the road with a fantastic diagnostic special all month long. Be sure to follow us on Instagram for some fun Christmas gas card giveaways and visit us online at shepherdsrochester.com. From all of us at Shepherd's, happy holidays from the entire team at the corner of 14 and 25, your hometown dealer for over 25 years.
Local radio is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at Oregon Davis High School, just a few minutes or a few seconds here before the national anthem. Jake, final thoughts here. You heard Coach Malco saying he would love to see some of these other guys step up and really maybe put everything together tonight.
Yeah, and I think you know, seeing everybody step up, and especially coming off of a or coming onto a back-to-back tonight, I think it's how you respond from a gutsy conference win to playing on a Saturday night, your third game in the week at OD.
Time now for the national anthem. We'll take another timeout when we come back. The starting lineups from Oregon Davis High School. You're listening to Zebra Basketball, Giant FM Sports, 92.1 WROI.
Stop letting pain or discomfort keep you from enjoying your best life. Rochester Orthopedics, your regional orthopedic specialists, provide state-of-the-art orthopedic services you can trust. Our board-certified fellowship-trained surgeons and certified nurse practitioners treat both adults and children using the most advanced technology in the friendly convenience of the Woodlawn Hospital Quality Campus. Live your life to the fullest and call Rochester Orthopedics today at 574-223-9525.
Are you looking to upgrade your home's old air conditioning unit to a new high-efficiency heat pump? Or maybe thinking of installing a new geothermal system in your home? Or is it time for that old pool pump to be a new Energy Star variable speed pump? Residential members of Fulton County REMC are eligible for rebates designed to help save you money. Give us a call at 574-223-3156 to see if you qualify. Fulton County REMC, making a better tomorrow since 1936.
Your local trusted choice independent agency is Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance. For over 79 years, they have taken care of families and businesses throughout the area by offering affordable, sensible, and reliable insurance. Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance offers sound advice and programs for auto, homeowners, life, health, business, and commercial insurance. Call 574-223-2166. Visit them online at smithsawyerins.com or stop by their office, Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, since 1932.
Smith Farm Store and their knowledgeable staff ready for winter. Smith Farm Store, your official Skag Steel and Simplicity dealer, and a full line of equipment. Smith Farm Store staffs a fully certified repair technician to tune up or fix your equipment so it's always ready. While you're at Smith Farm Store, be sure to check out their inventory of clothing, pet and equestrian supplies, paint, lighting, grills, wood stove, and much more. Everything for every project, all under one roof. Smith Farm Store, 151 Rochester Plaza, serving farm and home since 1971.
Get the inside story weekday mornings on Giant FM Sports.
Back here at Oregon Davis High School, time now for the starting lineups being brought to you tonight by the Polk County Solid Waste District. Don't trash our future, please recycle. First, for the home team on the scoreboard, the Oregon Davis Bobcats coming in with a record of 4-1. They will be starting a 5'11 senior, number 1, Gavin Saibo, a 5'11 junior, number 4, Cameron Taylor, a 5'9 junior, number 12, Lane Fisher, a 6'2 sophomore, number 22, Connor Danford, and a 6'1 senior, number 40, Dylan Murphy. In the starting lineup for your Rochester Zebras, you heard Coach Stasiak said, going with the same ones from the last night, and that'll be the 6'3 senior, number 2, Quinn Stasiak, the 6'2 senior, number 3, Grant McCarter, the 5'9 sophomore, number 4, Tarek McLaughlin, 6'4 senior, number 11, Kyle Reinerts, and a 5'11 sophomore, number 30, Aiden Smith, making his second consecutive start here tonight at Oregon Davis High School. Again, the starting lineup is being brought to you by the Fulton County Solid Waste District. Jake, final thoughts here before we get ready to tip this thing off. What have the Zebras got to do tonight to be 3-0 on the week?
Well, I think you need to locate Gavin Saibo. He's averaging 17.6 a game, and I think the other one is Dylan Murphy. He's at 13 a game. Like I said, those two are accounting for just under 31 a game, and I think you take those two away and you're going to be just fine.
This tip is going to be brought to you by the Insulation Guys, your hometown certified insulation provider, Insulation Guys in Rochester. Randy Wynn, Jake Ruff, glad you could join us here tonight from Oregon Davis High School, the first meeting ever of the Rochester Zebras and the Oregon Davis Bobcats. Oregon Davis in their home whites with black and red lettering. Zebras on the road, black with gold numbers. And here we go with Zebras. It'll be Stasiak and Danford to jump. The ball is controlled by Tarek McLaughlin and the Zebras. McLaughlin will bring it across the timeline. McLaughlin is against Taylor. McLaughlin goes left side now to Reinerts. Reinerts looking to pick up right where he left off last night. Quickly up top to McCarter, over to McLaughlin. McLaughlin now with the basketball, trying to get it down low to Quinn. Quinn and his double team. Power move to the hole. 3-11.
Murphy's one of those ones we talked about, Randy. They got to make sure they locate him.
McLaughlin with the basketball now to Smith. Smith on the right wing. Around the screen by McLaughlin, trying to get it low. Looks like Zebras are trying to get Quinn off to a great start tonight, feeding the ball. And right now, they're doing a great job as Fisher defensively on him.
Yeah, OD came out man-to-man, which is, not packing it into the zone that we thought we might see.
McCarter quickly down to Stasiak. Steps out a little bit. Cross-court pass to McLaughlin. Hits three ball. Aiden Smith ties it up at three.
Earning his stripes again.
Just proves why Coach Malco put him in the starting lineup. We're at 3-3. Here's 6:45 to go in the opening quarter. Murphy with the basketball against Stasiak. The give and go by the screen by Danford, and quickly a foul on the Zebras.
Yeah, Danford was able to split the defense there. He got between two down near the block, and they had no choice but to tie him up or give up two.
Reinert's going to pick up his first foul, team number one, and that's the other thing that the Zebras are going to have to do and stay out of foul trouble. And Reinerts picks up his first one with less than a minute and a half gone by.
Yeah, they cannot afford for Reinerts to get number two anytime in the first quarter.
Danford misses his first free throw. He'll have a second. We're tied at three. Both on pretty deep three balls by both Smith and Murphy. And like you said, 6-1, you'd think Murphy's going to play the post, but he stepped out, had no second guessing on that three that he made.
Even so, as a post body.
Yeah. Quickly off the floor after the second missed free throw. McCarter with it now in the corner. McLaughlin swings it to the left side, now to Smith. Smith trying to drag traffic, getting everybody set where he wants them. Now gets Stasiak trying to come across on the screen. He can't get it to him. Back up top to McCarter. McCarter with the basketball to Stasiak outside the ring. Down low to Reinerts. Reinerts back out to Smith. Smith puts the ball on the floor, goes to the hole, jump, stop, up, hands it off to Reinerts.
And dump it off to Reinerts.
2 minutes going by, and it's 5-3 Zebras. Murphy with the basketball. He'll fire another three ball off the mark. No good. Rebound fought for. Come away. Does Danford. He goes back up. No good. Stasiak with a rebound. Here's McLaughlin. brings it up the court, swings it to the top of the key, now to Stasiak to McCarter. McCarter with it to Reinerts, his 12-footer on the way, off the mark, no good. Rebound fought for and comes away, Saibo. Saibo with the basketball. Here comes Oregon Davis, quick cut to Fisher. Fisher saves it from going out of bounds, and he'll go to Danford. Danford has it now back up top to Saibo. He'll reset the offense. Saibo comes to the near side. Hands it off now to Fisher. Back over to Danford. Right wing. Trying to move some screens. They're looking for the pick and rolls. And Saibo up top now with the basketball.
OD doing a really good job of being patient.
Saibo to the hole.
Yes, Saibo left his feet there. And Tarek stood in there and took some punishment.
You like to see when the sophomore is not afraid to take it the charge. And Tarek has done that a couple different times this season already.
That is not an easy play to make.
5:10 to go here in the first quarter. Zebras up 5-3. McLaughlin will bring it across the timeline. Goes to the left side now to Smith. Smith hands it back off to him as they reset the offense. Reinerts the screen. They roll to the basket. Ball's tipped out of bounds by Murphy. You're going to have to keep your dribble in tight. These guys are, these Oregon Davis Bobcats are not afraid to reach in there and try to tip it away.
Really active hands.
McCarter will inbound. McCarter looking to get it in. Does to Stasiak in the corner. Now swings it left side to McLaughlin. To McCarter. McCarter off the dribble. Down low to Reinerts. Reinerts at the block up top to Smith. He'll fire another three ball. Off the mark this time. Stasiak with the rebound. He kicks it back out to McCarter. Deep three on the way for McCarter. We'll see if it's a 60 or a 30. It's just a 30. We'll keep it here. With 4:39 to go, Zebras up to a 5-point lead, 8-3. Give me an opportunity to tell you about Culligan of Fulton County. Better water, pure and simple. First Federal Savings Bank. They don't want to be the biggest bank, just the best. Fulton County Best One Tire. The most important person to them is you. And RTC Communications. Phone, cable, and internet. Just a few of the proud supporters of Zebra basketball here on Giant FM. You said it, and you can't leave McCarter that wide open no matter where he's at on the field.
No, I guarantee,
on the floor.
I guarantee you that... That was a defensive breakdown off of the miss because McCarter should never have that much space to knock down a three. Saibo was late getting out to him.
Great job on the Zebras keeping the ball alive and the offensive rebounds. Quinn grabbed it, looked at, saw McCarter wide open, and made him pay. 8-3. The Zebras on top, 4.5 to go here in the first quarter. Saibo with the basketball now comes to the near side, leaves it for Murphy. Murphy has it, swings it now over to Taylor. Taylor back to Murphy. Murphy into Fisher.
Zebras have gone to a 2-3 zone here, Randy.
Saibo, three ball on the way. It's good. That was with Reinerts in his face, and it's 8-6.
Yeah, and Saibo on the year is only shooting 27% from three. That was only his fourth make.
McCarter with the basketball. McCarter right wing against Saibo. Down low to Stasiak. He's double-teamed. Gives it to Reinerts. Up off the glass. Good.
Lots of contact there and still finished. Good move by Reinerts.
You like to see the strong finish. And quickly up the floor is Fisher with the basketball. Fisher has it. Fisher coming to the near side, back up top to Saibo. Saibo with the basketball. Will reset the Bobcats, the offense, excuse me. Danford with the basketball left wing. Danford picks up his dribble, now to Murphy, top of the key. Goes to Saibo. Saibo puts it on the floor, penetrates, up off the glass, good.
Lots of space there, got into the middle of the zone and knocked down a shot.
10-8. Zebras on top with 3.5 to go here in the opening quarter. Substitutions ready to come in for both teams at the next opportunity. Smith with the basketball, down low to Reinerts. Reinerts turns, cross-court pass to McLaughlin. He'll fire a three ball on the way, off the mark, no good. And Murphy clears the rebound. Murphy, he'll get it back, and the post player will run the point. Now he'll give it off to Saibo, and they'll reset the offense. 3:05 to go in the opening quarter, 10-8 Zebras. Saibo with the basketball on the right side. Goes back over to Fisher. Fisher penetrates. Goes to the hole. Up off the glass. No good. Ball's tipped alive by McCarter, and he'll pull it down for another rebound. Quickly ahead to Smith. Smith back to McCarter. Smith puts it on the floor and took an extra step before he put it on the floor and then called for a travel.
Only the first turnover by the Zebras there. Obviously unforced, but not a live ball turnover, so it gives them a chance to get back in defense and get set.
Swanson in and... Danford will sit down for Oregon Davis. Sitting down for Rochester is Smith and Reinerts. In is Hughes and Ryan Holt for Rochester. Murphy with the basketball. Murphy, ball's tipped in the air. Picked back up by OD and up as Taylor. No good. Ryan Holt pulls down a rebound. Quickly ahead to Stasiak. Stasiak with the basketball on the right wing. Stasiak looking for Hughes. Can't get it to him. Ball stolen. Here's Murphy with the basketball. Murphy will go coast to coast. Left hand layup. No good. Rebound. Ball still loose. Picked up by Swanson. Swanson to Saibo. Saibo, 15-footer. Good. We're tied at 10. Saibo to 7. 2:05 to go here in the opening quarter. Randy Wynn, Jake Ruff, glad you could join us. McLaughlin, top of the key. Goes left side now to Hughes. Hughes holds. Missed a wide-open Stasiak. Couldn't get it to him in time. And now Reinholt will have it top of the key. Reinholt to McCarter down low. Back out to McLaughlin. Three ball on the way. Good.
Excellent kick by McCarter. Got into the middle of him and sent it right back out to Carrick and nothing but net.
13-10. Zebras on top. Saibo back the other way. Penetrates in. Picks up his dribble. Now got to do something with it. And finally gives it off to Swanson. Back to Saibo. They'll reset. Saibo gets a screen by Taylor. Look on the pick and roll, and they can't get it. Good, great defense that time by the Zebras. Come to the near side to Fisher. Fisher with the basketball. He'll dribble into the free throw line. Kicks it down low to Taylor. Excuse me, that's Swanson. Now to Taylor. Taylor in the corner, dribbles back out, and they'll look to reset. They're going to spread it out and let Saibo go to work here. Saibo to the rack, and we're going to have an illegal screen by Swanson.
Yeah, and something in this zone for the Zebras right now is they're dragging some of our bigs up above the volleyball line, and it's leaving backdoor cuts and short corner shots open.
Reinerts and Smith back in. McCarter and McLaughlin will get a quick breather with 68 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Look for Rochester, maybe see if they hold for the last shot.
Doesn't appear they're...
Yeah. Nope. Quinn's going to take the shot. In and out. No good. Rebound. Fought for. And Reinholt comes away with it. But we're going to have a jump ball. It'll be possession arrow.
OD.
OD. So we'll have the shot missed. And Reese Reaney will check in for Rochester. He'll give Stasiak a breather here with 51.5 seconds to go. Here in the quarter, Zebras up 13-10.
I would guess Quinn is getting 51 and a half seconds of a break.
Murphy, he'll run the point this time for the Bobcats as he'll walk it up across the timeline. Murphy holds at the volleyball line, thinks about a shot, passes it off, gets the handoff back, and now picks up his dribble. Now to Saibo. Saibo has it with 35 seconds. Saibo at the volleyball line against Smith. He'll go to the hole. Layup is rejected by Hughes right into the hands of Swanson. Back to Saibo. Saibo penetrates in. Kicks it back out to Taylor. Taylor back over to Fisher. Fisher with the basketball. Penetrates in. Kicks it to Swanson. They're looking to try to get it back to Murphy, and they can't. Now to Taylor. Now to Saibo with 10. Saibo at the volleyball line. Swanson right side. Great defense this time by the Zebras. To Murphy, top of the key with 4. Murphy against Reinholt. Goes to the basket. Reinholt then is fouled. Great defensive job by Rochester, but the official says foul coming on the floor, and that's going to be, I believe, on Reaney, and that's going to be his first. With 0.7 seconds to go, Bobcats will inbound.
It's going to be hard to get a shot that's not a tip.
Into Swanson. Swanson throws it up. No good, and that's going to do it for the end of the first quarter. On the Inyarts True Value Scoreboard, 13-10, Zebras win the first quarter. Back in the second quarter after this, you're listening to Zebra Basketball, Giant FM Sports, 92.1 WROI.
Tax season is here, and getting the right help doesn't have to be a mystery. With over 25 years' experience, Tidewater is happy to assist individuals, small business, and corporate accounts. Located in downtown Rochester at 806 Main Street, Tidewater offers fast refunds, being prepared with personal and professional care. Call 574-367-7366 today for an appointment. Tidewater Executive Tax Service is your hometown tax resource.
Turn in the tide on taxes. Tidewater Tax Service.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at Oregon Davis High School, Randy Wynn, Jake Ruff. The Zebras win the first quarter 13-10, Jake. But, you know, what we talked about in the pregame is knowing where Saibo and Murphy are, and they're the ones that scored in that first quarter for Oregon Davis.
Yeah, Oregon Davis has 10 points, and they have exactly 10 points between the two of them. Saibo with 7 and Murphy with 3, and I think it gets scarce on the scoring beyond those two.
Rochester, on the other hand, 13 points, and they've mixed it around a little bit.
Yeah, they have. They've had four people score. Right, Reinhardt's with four, and then McCarter, Tarek, and Aiden all with three apiece.
Zebras will have the ball to start the second quarter. As looks like Oregon Davis will stay in that man-to-man. McLaughlin back in at the break. He'll run the point. McLaughlin comes to the near side to Reinhardt. Reinhardt's with the basketball. Looks like Swanson's really playing in the grill of Grant McCarter, and McCarter got an elbow, and Swanson's going to be called for it.
Yeah, they've been kind of holding McCarter all night, which I'm sure is part of the location process for him. But, yeah, they've been very, very grabby.
13-10, McCarter will inbound after the foul to a wide-open Reinhardt, up and good. Reinhardt was the only one going to be able to get it. He got it, turned, squared up to the basket, and put it off the glass. 15-10 now.
Reinhardt does a really good job finishing strong.
Saibo with the basketball. Now to Murphy. He'll fire a deep three ball on the way off the front of the iron. No good. Fisher with the rebound. Fisher to Swanson. Hill three ball. Good. 15-13.
Swanson's first three of the game.
And Zebras have a little breakdown as McLaughlin waiting to inbound. Reinhardt will come back and get it and give it back to McLaughlin. 15-13 on the Inyards True Value scoreboard with 7:10 to go here in the first half. Reinhardt's right wing, now down low to Stasiak. Stasiak at the block, has it tipped out of bounds, and it'll stay with Rochester. And it'll stay with the Zebras as they'll inbound from the underneath the basket baseline left.
Swanson's only averaging 2.6 points per game and knocked down a three. That's one of the unexpected ones that they just got contribution from. First three of the year.
McCarter to inbound, and we're going to have a foul on the floor before the ball is even inbound, and that's going to come on 12, Fisher. And that'll be his first, team fourth. So we're going to see a very aggressive man. We're going to see how long they stay if they keep calling these fouls. Inbounds to Hughes. Hughes turns around, and his triple team, he's got to get rid of it. Finally does McCarter. Three ball on the way by McCarter.
Paid for it again.
18-13. Here comes Saibo and the Bobcats. Comes to the near side. We're going to have another illegal screen. This one's coming on Taylor.
Taylor was never set and just was continuing to run.
And Oregon Davis will call a 30-second timeout. Give me an opportunity to tell you about Shepherd Chevrolet, Buick of Rochester, where they always treat you like family. Fulton County REMC, making a better tomorrow since 1936. Smith Farm Store, serving farm and home since 1971. Smith Sawyer and Smith Insurance, insurance, bonds, and wealth management. All proud supporters of Zebra basketball all season long here on Giant FM. Jake, we've talked about it. You can't leave Graham McCarter open. They've done it twice. He's made him pay, and Zebra's back to that five-point lead, but this is right where they were a little bit ago, and then they kind of let Oregon Davis sneak back in here. Zebras need to try to get up over that hump right now.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, the one thing that they have going for them is Oregon Davis is grabbing and fouling a lot in this man-to-man with five fouls with seven to go in the second quarter. We'll see if foul trouble becomes an issue for OD.
McLaughlin will have it after the OD timeout. Come to the near side now to Hughes. Down low to McCarter in the corner. McCarter drives the baseline, kicks it back out to Reinhardt. Reinhardt thinks about a 12-footer, passes it up to McLaughlin. McLaughlin, top of the key. Now to Reinhardt. Reinhardt dribbles in, jump stops, kicks it out to Quinn. Three ball on the... off to Saibo, and here comes the Bobcats. Zebras up 18-13 with 6:15 to go here in the second period. Fisher with the basketball around the screen. No good. And quick lay ahead to the Zebras. Ball's loose. Picked up by Stasiak. Now to McCarter. Three ball. Oh. He's got two more.
Reinhardt could have been a foul on OD there on the finish also.
10-point lead for Rochester. Swanson with the basketball. Now gives it off to Taylor. Now up top to Fisher. Fisher, his shot off the mark, no good. It's going to be battled for, and looks like he's going to say it's off the Zebras. It'll stay with Bobcats in the corner. Smith and Reinhold back in for the Zebras. Reinhardt and Hughes will get a well-deserved breather. Zebras with a 10-point lead, 5:14 to go before halftime.
I think if the Zebras can stay in front of Saibo and make him settle, it's a victory for the Zebras on the defensive end.
Inbounds pass is knocked out of bounds by Reinhold. Great defense that time as Swanson was trying to cut to the hole down low. And
we'll do it again.
Yeah. They try to do the four low, and they split it up this time. They get it into Swanson. He can't handle it. Ball's loose, picked up by Swanson. Now back up top to Saibo. Saibo penetrates, kicks it back out to Murphy. Three ball on the way, off the mark. Quinton skies and gets that rebound. Quickly ahead to Smith. Quickly ahead to Reinhold. He was on the attack. To Smith this time, and Stasiak's going to be called for a foul this time as he's trying to get position.
Yeah, I'm not.
I think he said illegal forearm.
Yeah, illegal forearm. It looked like a post to me, but apparently it was an illegal forearm.
I can tell you right now that Fisher and Stasiak are battling down low hard, and we're going to have to keep an eye on that as Quinn picks up his first one, and that's only the team third here in the second quarter. Saibo up top against McLaughlin, goes around the corner. Saibo, step back, off the mark, no good. Rebound, Reinhold. Reinhold just ripped that one down. Nobody was getting that one from him.
A man's rebound.
Yeah, McLaughlin, he goes coast to coast, up off the glass, good.
Great finish there.
Didn't fade away. He says, you're going to foul me, come get it. I'm taking you to the hole.
He also didn't assume contact.
Yeah. Murphy with a three-ball. Way to go. If Oregon Davis coach looks at Murphy and says, what were you thinking?
Yeah, that's like his third one that's been a couple feet behind the three-point line, and the further he gets away, the worse it's been. If you notice, the two seniors that we talked about in the first quarter are starting to settle a little bit for jump shots.
Reinerts and Stasiak getting a breather. McLaughlin with the basketball. Now to Reinerts on the left wing. Reinerts looking to try to get it down low. Can't. Gets it to Reinhold now. Top of the key. Down and loads in the corner to McLaughlin. Three ball on the way. Good. 28-13. Now Zebras extend the lead with four to go here before halftime.
Tarek is definitely feeling it.
Saibo with the basketball. Comes to the near side now to Swanson. Swanson gives it off to, that is 20, Brian. His free throw line jumper is good. And then stops the drought from Oregon Davis, 28-15. McLaughlin with the basketball. Off the screen comes McCarter, left side. McCarter against Saibo. He'll bring it back out and reset the offense. Coach Malko says, let's reset this and run something different. Now to Reinerts. Reinerts left side. Now to Reinhold. Reinhold missed a Smith cut. And they go to McLaughlin, and I think a foul coming against Oregon Davis is McLaughlin and Swanson going for the ball.
That was the same guy that called the illegal forearm.
It is on Braden Swanson. That's going to be his third. So he will come out, and coming back in for the first time will be the junior, number 10, Green. Zebras will be shooting the rest of the 319 here in the first half. McCarter inbounds in the backcourt to McLaughlin. He'll bring it across the timeline and give it to McCarter. McCarter will run the point. 3:10 to go here before half. Zebras running the play and trying to get some open. And you see a lot of movement and a lot of hands by Oregon Davis. And there's one by Fisher. Gets a steal. And then Reinhart is going to pick up his second. Trying to get the ball back. And that'll bring Coach Malko up and send in Quinn Stasiak. He'll probably come in for Reinhart. And he'll sit down with two fouls for the remainder of the half.
Yeah, I think the important thing now is to get to halftime without giving OD some life late in this second quarter.
You got to give credit to Reinerts, though. He picked up that first foul early and just now gets his second with 3 minutes to go.
Yeah, and I'm not so sure he wasn't fouled before he got before he clobbered that kid there either.
Saibo with the basketball. Saibo against McLaughlin. Saibo then trips, picks up the ball, kicks it out to Green. Green on the left side to Fisher. He'll go to the hole, no good. Rebound, Smith. Smith pulls down the rebound, and he'll bring it across the timeline and reach from behind. It's tipped by Fisher. Fisher with the basketball. Fisher to the hole. They're going to call a foul before.
He went barreling into Quinn's midsection, and then they called a foul on the arm. That was, I think the guy was guessing.
They're going to call it on McLaughlin for the reach-in before he got Quinn. So his first, team fifth. You got an inbound. Saibo gets it at the block. Goes up. Good. McLaughlin. 17. McLaughlin with the basketball. Kicks it back to Reinhold. His 15-footer on the way. Off the mark. No good. And the rebound comes away to Bryan. To Saibo. Saibo brings it across the timeline. Saibo behind the arc. Now he'll drive. Goes for a layup. Up.
Yeah. I think right now, 2:13 to go. If you could get, if you could extend the lead or at least keep it here with some others in foul trouble, you'd take it.
Hughes will come in, and he will come in for Reinhold. So with 2:13 to go on the floor for the Zebras is Hughes, Stasiak, McLaughlin, Smith, and McCarter. McLaughlin get the first one of the 1-1. 28-17, 2:13 to go here on the Inyards True Value scoreboard. First free throw is off the mark, no good. Rebound Murphy, quickly ahead to Saibo. Saibo with the basketball, he'll pick up his dribble and wait for these teammates to come, and he'll get the ball back for Bryant. Now Saibo top the key. Saibo goes over to Fisher. Fisher on the right wing. Fisher just moving the basketball. A little motion offense there by Oregon Davis. Bryant will penetrate. Kicks it off to Fisher. Travels, no call. Up off the glass. Good.
Yeah, not much you can do about that one, Randy. That was a hop and a bank shot from the side. You just have to live with it.
28-19. Coach Malco is going to try to pull it out a little bit here and run some clock. Try to give Oregon Davis nothing to go into the quarter with a little momentum here to try to stall here.
Yeah, Zebras had it to 13, and OD's cut it to 9 since Reinert went to the bench.
Stasiak with the basketball just at the timeline on the far side, and Ryan will come out and guard him. Now he'll get the count from the official, and he'll kick it back to McCarter. The well-known Chris Brown in girls basketball.
Yeah. They seem content to get it to halftime right now.
Stasiak with the basketball. He'll dribble over and kick it back over to McCarter. McCarter now against Saibo with a minute 15 to go here before halftime. The count is on. Now it's off. Now it's back on. McCarter will put the ball on the floor and dribble in and kick it back out to Stasiak.
Yeah, this is pretty simple. Unless they, unless the Zebras have an unforced turnover, OD is not applying much pressure.
Dribbles down to McLaughlin. McLaughlin then, travels. Tarek McLaughlin just a little had the right idea. He saw a hole. He was going to go for a layup, but took that extra step before he got it.
I think that's what Coach Malco is telling him right now. We were okay going to halftime there.
Yeah. 28-19, under a minute now, and Oregon Davis has the basketball. Let's see if they can cut this lead even more. Zebras defense really needs to pick up. Saibo, three ball on the way. And off the back of the iron, and off the back of the backboard, McCarter has it, and the Zebras will have another opportunity to run the clock.
That's a winning possession for the Zebras when Saibo settles for a three-point jump shot.
Yeah, especially that early.
Yeah.
In the minute left. Yeah.
Go right back to working clock.
Smith with the basketball. Smith now gives it off to Stasiak. Stasiak will be guarded by Bryan. And the count's on, and he'll put the ball on the floor and dribble in and kick it right back out to McLaughlin. And now the Zebras will get ready to go with 15 on the clock. McLaughlin has it. McLaughlin to the far side. Now goes off to Smith. Smith on the left wing. Back to McLaughlin with 9. The give and go to Aiden. And Aiden did not keep going as he stopped. The pass went ahead of him. And Smith tried to save it.
Went barreling into the bleachers.
He did. Tried to save it, but unfortunately could not. And 6.3 seconds to go. Here's Saibo with the basketball. Saibo at the free throw line. Kicks it back out to Green, and Green travels. And we'll have 0.5 seconds to go here in the first half. 28-19 on the Inyards True Value scoreboard.
Zebras just got a bench warning from the forearm official.
And we'll let the quarter expire. That'll do it on the Inyards True Value scoreboard. At halftime, 28-19, your Zebras lead. We'll come back with a halftime show being brought to you by Toretti's Place here on Giant FM. Back with more from Oregon Davis High School.
The Fulton County Solid Waste District has convenient drop-off sites throughout Rochester and Fulton County. Bring your clean and contaminant-free items to one of the following: 1452 Wenzel Street, Smith Farm Store parking lot, the former Hart Shafter Marks parking lot, Save-A-Lot parking lot, Leiter's Ford Tavern parking lot, the old service station in Kiwana behind the Caston School, and the lot behind Dilly's Restaurant in Akron. For a large amount of recyclables, drop them off at the recycling center. 1452 Wenzel Street, open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to noon. For more information, call 574-223-4939.
Hello.
This is Lauren Doherty. As a Rochester native and graduate of Rochester High School, I am pleased to return home and join the practice of Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins. After attending Ball State University for undergraduate studies, I continued on to law school at Charleston School of Law in South Carolina. I look forward to assisting new clients with personal, business, or family legal needs. I encourage you to stop by our office at 125 East 10th Street or give us a call at 574-223-4292. Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins is here for you now and will be here for you in the future.
The Manitowoc Moose Lodge, 1107, located at 1911 West Side Road in Rochester, offers dinner from 4 to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. Food is prepared by One Eye Jacks of Winnemac. Daily specials are available along with their full menu. Call 574-224-3914 for reservations. The Manitowoc Moose Lodge, 1107, says there's no better feeling than making a difference in the lives of children, seniors, and communities.
High energy bills? Contact the Installation Guys, LLC Rochester, and let them be your solution to modern energy efficiency. They provide spray foam insulation for every application, from new home to attic upgrades to pole barns and everything in between. Spray foam seals the exterior of any structure from air filtration, which accounts for most heating and cooling loss. Call the Insulation Guys at 260-705-7477 to solve your high energy bills.
Local radio is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at Oregon Davis High School, we are at halftime on the In Your True Value scoreboard. Zebras lead at 28-19. Time now for the halftime show, being brought to you by Giretti's Place, home of the Other Side Grill and Arlington Banquet Room. Check out team meals, to-go box lunches, and a full coffee bar, now featuring bubble teas, Giretti's Place in downtown Rochester. Oh, by the way, I went there for lunch today. Woo!
Everything was okay.
Everything was great. Dawn's doing a great job there at Giretti's. They took advantage of being shut down for a while, remodeled, repainted. If you haven't been there, stop in. Giretti's Place, your proud halftime show sponsor. Jake, here we are at halftime, 28-19. Zebras up. They had a 13-point lead, but they kind of got, I don't know, I don't want to say greedy, but they, you know, sometimes when things are going well, you want to keep going. Coaching staff had a different idea. They wanted to kind of slow it down. Ended up with two turnovers down at the other end, give an opportunity for Oregon Davis. But I'm sure that will be addressed and changed at halftime. But you got to keep an eye on Saibo and Murphy. They're really the ones that's killed them.
Yeah, and, you know, late in the first half there were two turnovers. The Zebras turned it over twice with under 2 minutes to go. But thankfully, neither one of them were converted to points, and the lead stayed at nine. Scoring, you know, we talked about Saibo and Murphy. They combined for 10 in the first quarter. They only had two in the second quarter, and as a result, the Zebras were able to extend that lead.
Go ahead and give us the rundown of your stats there. I'm sure they are keen on here tonight.
Randy, no guarantees. These are definitely unofficial.
Definitely unofficial. Hey, that's better than none.
Yeah, the scoring, I think, is pretty official. The others, who knows? Saibo with nine for Oregon Davis. Fisher had two. Bryan with two. Swanson with three. And Murphy with three. And the three that Murphy had, they were really early. It was on a three-point field goal early. For the Zebras, Aiden Smith had a three in the first quarter, but then only three other guys scored, but it was very very balanced. McCarter with nine, Tarek with eight, Reinerts with eight. Reinerts, outside of having two fouls, you know, it kind of allowed OD to go from down 13 to down nine late. But as a whole, Zebras are up nine. The two late turnovers didn't hurt them. Zebras only turned it over five times in the first half. And like we said, two of those were in the last 2 minutes. I have the Zebras unofficially out-rebounding the Bobcats 12-7, equal on the offensive glass. Both teams have had two offensive rebounds. The rest are defensive. OD with seven turnovers, Zebras with five.
Again, at halftime on the In Your True Value scoreboard, 28-19. Zebras up by nine on Oregon Davis. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll talk about what's on the agenda for next week. Well, at least as of right now.
Yeah, tentatively.
Tentatively. We'll talk about that when we come back. Zebras lead at halftime, 28-19. Back with more Giant FM Sports.
If you're planning on painting, check out the all-new Paint Center at Inyard's True Value of Rochester. Come in to see all the colors on display for interior and exterior easy care paint. The pros at Inyard's can help you decide the best color for your room. They have all the supplies you need to make your project a success. Inyard's True Value, 1619 Main Street, is open Monday through Friday, 7 to 7, Saturday 7 to 6, and Sunday from 7 to 5.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
For more information, call Jennings Insurance of Rochester and Argus.
You like your water clean and refreshing, right? Only Culligan has every drinking water option for you. We have 5-gallon bottles and coolers for your home or office, bottleless coolers for work, and our very efficient reverse osmosis drinking water systems for bottled quality water at your kitchen sink. We don't have a faucet or pitcher filter, because with Culligan water, they're not necessary.
For better water in your home or office, call Culligan today at 574-223-2420. Serving Fulton County for over 70 years.
Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Back here at halftime. Again, the Rochester guys up 28-19 over Oregon Davis. Rainy Wind, Jake Ruff, I'm glad you could join us here tonight. Well, right now, tentatively, the Rochester Lady Hooters are back in action on a Wednesday night as the Whitco Lady Wildcats will come calling to Rochester High School for a big TRC matchup between the Zebras and the Wildcats. And then on a Friday night, the boys are back in action as they are home with Tippecanoe Valley. And then Saturday, the girls travel to Tippecanoe Valley. We'll have all three of those games right here on Giant FM. Jake, let's talk a little bit about that coming up next week on Wednesday. The Zebras take on Whitco in a TRC matchup that, you know, we talked to Coach Jennings this morning on Coach's Corner. I kind of call it a catch game. The Zebras haven't been in action for a while. Whitco has nothing to lose. They're in the bottom of the TRC. They're coming in to play the spoiler role.
Well, and last year, you know, we had the game where we, you know, it was kind of a clunker at McConaughey, and it put us behind the eight ball in the TRC for the rest of the year. And had we not, you know, lost the game at McConaughey, we would have had it wrapped up after the Manchester game last year. So that's been the message all year, is to make sure we don't give one away that, you know, we're going to be, you know, projected to win. And I think having the right focus going into that game, especially with Valley waiting on Saturday night, is going to be extremely important.
You know, I find it interesting. We talked with Coach Jennings again about you have 5 games left right now on the schedule. 4 of them conference games. 1 of them is a sectional opponent.
And the one that's not a conference game is the sectional opponent. So we have a break from next Saturday night to the following Saturday where we don't have a game. We lost 4 due to the previous COVID shutdown. So we're looking at maybe if someone has an opening that week, maybe adding someone. Yeah. Just to get another game, because we had 4 wiped out during the last shutdown.
You know, you've coached JV, you've been a varsity assistant. Let's hit on this a little bit. We got about a minute here before we start this second half. How, you know, Brian talked about it as well this morning. It's tough for these JV kids. They've not only lost those 4, but they've lost 2 or 3 others that the teams didn't have a JV squad or something. How important is it for development with these kids?
Yeah, and I think that's as important to adding that game, if we can, that week between Valley and Manchester, just to get those kids time, because not only have they lost games, but we've had games where they've only been able to play 1 half.
Right.
And 1 half of a basketball game is different. It doesn't have the same feel, and it's hard to get enough kids playing time.
I assume Whitco has enough for a JV on Wednesday?
We haven't been told they don't.
Okay. I was going to say, because last year I remember that was a varsity-only contest.
Correct.
Because they did not have enough. So, again, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday this week, or this coming week here on Giant FM. So I hope you can join us. Again, Wednesday night, Rochester girls at home. Friday night, Rochester boys at home. And then Saturday, girls on the road to Tippecanoe Valley. Time now for the second half. As Oregon Davis will start with the basketball, and the clock wasn't even ready, and the officials were trying to play. That's going to do it for the halftime show, being brought to you by Giretti's Place, home of the Other Side Grill, Arlington Banquet Room. Check out their team meals, to-go box lunches, and a full coffee bar. That's Giretti's Place in downtown Rochester.
Zebras come out man-to-man again.
Stibo with the basketball, gives it to the left side, now to Murphy. Murphy, the give and go, and it's almost lost. Picked back up by Danford, and got Quinn Stasiak off his feet, and Quinn's going to pick up his second foul, first of the half.
The only positive about that foul is Quinn landed on his back, and he couldn't get the shot up, so they're going to take it out underneath.
They will take it out of bounds, baseline right. Get it into Saibo. Saibo, top of the key now. Looking to reset, and he just pops a three on the way. No good. Rebound, Stasiak. Now, you get Saibo, just keep firing those threes. Well, I think we'll be okay.
Victory for the Zebras on the defensive end when he settles and shoots the three.
Aiden Smith with the basketball. Down low to Reinert. Back to Smith. Smith puts it on the floor, penetrates, kicks it out to Reinert. Just off his foot, and he picks it back up and gives it off to Smith. They'll reset. Smith, left wing, to Quinn Stasiak, to a wide open Reinert. I don't think Reinert was expecting to be that wide open. Missed it, and nice job by Quinn there to clean it up. 30-19, now Zebras up.
Great feed by Quinn also. Just Reinert, it was too strong off the glass, and then Quinn was able to clean it up.
Danford with the basketball. Danford back to Saibo. Saibo puts it on the floor. Now dribbles back out, and he'll go left side now to Taylor. Taylor gives it off to Danford. Danford has the basketball, now kicks it over to Fisher. Fisher, top of the key around the screen. Gives it back to Saibo, and they'll reset the offense. 6:40 to go here in the third quarter. Murphy against Stasiak. Left wing, Murphy to Danford. Danford has it. He'll fire a three ball off the mark. No good. Rebound's fought for. Tipped off the glass. McLaughlin with it. Quickly ahead to Reinert. Reinert missed McCarter. Now they get it to him. And three ball on the way off the mark. Reinert wide open rebound and up off the glass. 32-19. Timeout. Oregon Davis, it's got to be a full. We'll take one as well. 6:20 to go on the Innards True Value Scoreboard. 32-19. Back more after this, Giant FM.
First Federal Savings Bank would like to wish everyone happy holidays from their family to yours. First Federal Savings Bank has decided to extend their purchase special through December for all purchase fixed-rate sellable loans disclosed in the month of December. First Federal Savings Bank will give a lender credit of $500 towards standard closing costs plus a discounted interest rate from the published rate sheet. Ask one of their mortgage loan originators for more details. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines. First Federal Savings Bank is an equal housing lender, FDIC insured, NMLS number 399927.
Fulton County Best One Tire does more than just tires. They offer a complete line of services with quality that you can absolutely depend on. Ask their friendly staff about oil changes, transmission flushes, brake services, alignments, exhaust maintenance, and even engine replacement. Fulton County Best One Tire. See Doug or Todd at the corner of Fort Wayne Road, Highway 25 North Rochester. At Fulton County Best One Tire, the most important person to them is you.
Get the inside story weekday mornings on Giant FM Sports.
Oregon Davis calls a timeout to try to regroup as Rochester doing a great job. Jake, you called it during that timeout. A great job of making Oregon Davis be in a hurry.
Yeah, they're settling, and they're settling because Rochester's not taking they're not taking unnecessary chances on the defensive end.
Here comes the half court trap by the Zebras. Time to mix it up a little bit, and they get him over to Murphy. Murphy with the basketball. Now it's to Fisher in the corner. Fisher steps out of bounds. Yep, they're going to try to hurry him up a little more. Coach Mako, I think, saw the same thing you did, and he's going to put that trapping defense on there and try to rush him a little more. McLaughlin with the basketball. He'll walk it across the timeline. McLaughlin will go to McCarter. McCarter left wing. McCarter against Saibo. A cutting Reinert. Now to Quinn Stasiak in the left corner. Quinn goes to the hole. Kicks out to McLaughlin. McLaughlin fakes the three. Nice swing it to the near side to Smith. Smith now goes right wing. Smith down low to Quinn Stasiak up off the glass. Partially blocked. Picked up by Danford. Danford to Saibo. Saibo quickly up the floor. Saibo against Smith. Saibo tries to go to the hole. Can't do it. Kicks it back out to Danford. Stole. The official didn't know. He was looking, asking for help, and it says it's off of Rochester.
It appeared to be deflected, but I think he was guessing, and no one stepped in to help him, so he went OD's way.
And Coach Malco told Tarek that time, just take it to the hole. I think that was his better bet and hope to get fouled.
Yep.
Unfortunately, turnover on the Zebras. 32-19, 5:20 to go here in the third.
Yeah, he was almost too unselfish there.
Fisher with the basketball. Now to Saibo. Saibo behind the arc on the right wing. Saibo resetting the offense for the Bobcats. Saibo picks up his dribble. Now he's got to get away, and he does, to Taylor. Taylor off to Swanson.
Little motion offense now by Oregon Davis, trying to find something open. They keep moving around, and now official will take a 10-footer off the way. No good. McCarter pulls down the rebound. McCarter quickly ahead to Reinert. Now back to McCarter, and they'll give it to Tarek, and he'll reset the offense. Now goes Smith on the right side. Quinn posting up down low, can't get it to him. McCarter, a different angle, and he'll give it to Stasiak. He'll just fire the 10-footer. Off the mark, no good.
Open shot, hard to be disappointed with that one. Just missed it.
32-19. Saibo with the basketball. He'll pull up for a three on the way off the mark. Quinn with a rebound.
Another settle.
Quickly ahead to Smith. Smith to the hole. He's going to be fouled by Murphy, and Smith will go to the line to shoot two. You know, let's go back to that. Quinn had a wide-open 10-footer, 12-footer there, and, you know, he's trying to get back into the rhythm. This is just his third game back. He's still trying to feel it, and you can't blame him for that shot when you're that wide open.
No, and, I mean, just on the play before, he had made a great seal and just missed the layup.
So, Aiden Smith at the line to shoot two. His first one's good. 33-19 now with 4:16 to go here in the third quarter. Randy Wynn, Jake Ruff, glad you could join us here tonight on Giant FM. Aiden with another one. And this one is on the way and rolls out no good. Quinn rips down the rebound. He gives it off to Reinerts. Back to McLaughlin, down low to Quinn. Quinn up off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound, Quinn, back up. Going and kept it up high where nobody else could really get it and knocked that one off the back of the iron. 35-19 now, Zebras up. Ball's loose, stolen by Smith. Smith, now to McLaughlin, knocked out of bounds by Taylor, and it'll stay with the Zebras on the far sideline.
I would say since Quinn's been out, during the extended period that he was in December, this is probably his best four-minute stretch that we've seen him play.
35-19, 3:48 to go. McCarter will inbound to Tarek McLaughlin in the backcourt. He'll walk it across the timeline and set the Zebra offense. It goes to McCarter to a wide-open Quinn. He'll fire the three-ball off the mark, no good. And Swanson with the rebound. Here comes Saibo. Saibo quickly up the floor. Saibo pulls up and kicks it back out to Swanson. Swanson, he'll fire the free throw elbow short, but he gets the rebound as it's tipped back out to him. Saibo with the basketball. Saibo travels.
He did.
And that'll bring in a couple substitutions, one for each team. Coming in will be Green for Oregon Davis, and in for Rochester will be Trent Reinhold.
It's easy to see that Saibo is comfortable driving. Yes. He does not want to be a shooter on the perimeter. He shoots a lot of free throws, and he does not shoot the three-point shot all that well.
35-19, 3:10 to go here in the third. McCarter with the basketball to a right open Reinerts. Reinerts off the glass. Good. Made that look easy.
Strong finish.
And it's 37-19 now. 3 to go here in the third. Saibo will run the point. He'll bring it across the timeline. Top the key against McLaughlin. He's resetting, calls for a screen from Murphy. Gives it off to Murphy, free throw line. Murphy to the hole, off the front of the iron, gets the roll.
Ends an 8-0 run for the Zebras.
37-21. McLaughlin quickly down the floor. McLaughlin to the hole, up off the glass. No good, but a foul coming. Great take by Tarek McLaughlin that time. Saw the seam and just split the defenders, and he'll go to the line to shoot two.
Well, we talked a little bit last time where when he drove in and dumped it off and it led to a turnover, it was almost too unselfish. Yeah. And Coach Malco told him to be a little bit more aggressive.
So we'll shoot two. Will Tarek McLaughlin, as that was on Murphy. That's his second team, second of the half. Free throws by McLaughlin. Good. And coming in will be Brian for Oregon Davis. And sitting down will be Fisher.
Tarek now one of two from at the line tonight.
2:38 to go on the Innards True Value scoreboard. And after the free throw, if it's made, Blake Hughes will check in. It's made, and Hughes will come in, and he'll check in for Reinerts. Give him a little breather.
10-2 this quarter, Zebras.
Saibo will bring the ball up for Oregon Davis. Saibo around the screen. Saibo to give and go to Murphy. Murphy up off the glass. Good. 39-23.
Easiest bucket they've had in quite a while, Randy.
McLaughlin with the basketball. McLaughlin gives it off right side to McCarter. Down low to Stasiak. Stasiak trying to get it to Hughes, but can't. As Hughes was wide open, he'll take it to the glass. Off the mark. Hughes with the rebound. Hughes then throws it in the backcourt as a little miscommunication between McCarter and McLaughlin. And a turnover on the Zebras with 2:05 to go here in the third.
Another good move by Quinn, just didn't finish, but definitely getting more attempts this half than what we've seen since he came back.
The inbounds to Saibo in the backcourt. He'll walk it across the timeline. Saibo will pull up a three, nails it.
A little bit too much space there.
39-26. As under two to go here in the third. McLaughlin with the basketball. The Rhino down low to Stasiak. Stasiak out to McLaughlin. Left wing. McLaughlin will go back up top and he'll reset the Zebra offense. McCarter against Saibo. Now to Stasiak. Stasiak guarded by Brian. Stasiak penetrates. Kicks it back out to Hughes, who's at the free throw line, and he'll kick it out to McCarter. McCarter with the basketball to Reinholt. Reinholt, free throw line jumper on the way. Good. Minute 10 to go here in the third.
Stopped an 8-2 Oregon Davis run.
Saibo with the basketball to give and go to Murphy again. Up off the glass. Nope. A great job by Hughes to stand his ground. That's going to be Murphy's third.
Coach Sennert is not enthused with that call at all.
Zebras will have it with a minute two.
Coach Sennert didn't get the answer he wanted from the other guys, so now he's working on the rest of the officials.
We'll continue on. Sorry about that beeping noise. We'll get that taken care of here momentarily. 50 seconds to go here in the third quarter. The ball is stolen in the backcourt by Bryant. Bryant with the basketball. Now going to give to Green. His shot off the glass, no good. Rebound pulled down by Smith. Smith with it. And the Zebras will look to go with 30 seconds to go. And look to give it to Stasiak. Stasiak steps out to the wing. Now gives it off to Smith. Smith with the basketball. Smith to McCarter with 20 seconds. McCarter against Saibo.
Zebras definitely want this to be the last possession of the quarter.
Smith with the basketball. Smith on the right wing. Smith to give to Reinholt. Reinholt with the basketball. Down low to Stasiak with five. Stasiak loses it with three. The ball's loose, and it's going to be picked up by Oregon Davis, and that'll do it for the end of the third quarter. Zebras lead at the end of three. Back with the fourth quarter after this. Giant FM Sports, 92.1 WROI.
Break up with your old internet provider. Hi, I'm Martin Kolger at RTC Communications, and I'm here to tell you, you won't even miss that what's-its-name internet provider you've been putting up with. RTC Communications high-speed wireless internet offers speeds up to 50 megs, no data caps, limited contracts, no landline required, and unlimited usage times. To start a new relationship, call RTC at 223-2191.
Tax season is here, and getting the right help doesn't have to be a mystery. With over 25 years experience, Tidewater is happy to assist individuals, small business, and corporate accounts. Located in downtown Rochester at 806 Main Street, Tidewater offers fast refunds, being prepared with personal and professional care. Call 574-367-7366 today for an appointment. Tidewater Executive Tax Service is your hometown tax resource.
Turn in the tide on taxes. Tidewater Tax Service.
Local radio is high school basketball. On Giant FM.
Back here at Oregon Davis High School. 41-26. Zebras own the lead. And it'll be Zebra basketball to start the fourth quarter.
Zebras were able to take an 8-point lead at halftime and extend it to 15 to start the fourth quarter.
So, Reinholt will inbound, and he'll give it to McLaughlin in the backcourt. It's Reinholt, Reinerts, McLaughlin, Hughes, and Smith in for Rochester right now. McLaughlin to the block, picks up his dribble. He's got to do something with it, gives it down to Reinerts. Reinerts, turnaround jumper off the glass, good. Reinerts has got two more, and it's 43-26.
Reinerts up to 14 for the game.
I think he had like 19 or something last night. So great two games for Reinert.
No sign of fatigue tonight either.
Murphy, pull up jumper, good. 43-26.
Tough shot.
Excuse me, 28. 7:20 to go here in the contest. Murphy with the basketball. Smith. Now down low to Hughes against Murphy. Kicks it back out to Smith. Now to McLaughlin. McLaughlin against Saibo. Penetrates. Kicks it out to Reinert. Back to Smith. Smith left wing. Hughes, free throw line. Thought about a jumper. Passes it up. Gives it back to Smith. Now down low to Hughes. Hughes. Back out to Smith.
You can tell the Zebras are going to be extremely patient this quarter. Rightfully so.
Yep, very patient as Rochester hanging on to the basketball. McLaughlin with it. Now to McLaughlin. McLaughlin penetrates in. T. Hughes, 12-foot jumper off the mark. No good. Saibo picks it up. Saibo, layup, coast to coast. No good. Hughes with the rebound. Now to Reinholt. Reinholt with it.
Very fortunate miss there from Saibo.
Now back to McLaughlin. You're going to see Stasiak and McCarter checking back in next opportunity. McLaughlin called for a travel. Tried to penetrate in and jump stop and kind of shuffled his feet. Yeah. And coming out will be Reinholt and Hughes as McCarter Stasiak in. With 6:18 to go, 43-18 on the inner true value scoreboard.
Tarek did the right thing there. Tried to get to the free throw line and just, the ref got him dragging his foot there late. But he was trying to make the right play to extend the possession.
6:10 to go here in the fourth. Saibo pull up top of the key off the mark. No good. Rebound is to Reinert.
Zebras will take that all day.
Reinert, and I believe Quinn got stepped on. If not by his own teammate, by Oregon Davis, as there was a cluster of guys trying to get it. Looked like when he went down, he was kind of holding the back of his calf. I'm not sure if that's where he got stepped on. He is on his knees.
And has yet to move.
Coach State, there's Coach Malco and athletic trainer Christina Hughes quickly out there to take a look at him. Let's see if they're trying to get him up, and they do so. Not putting a lot of pressure on that left side. We'll see what that does, and they're just going to. Coach McCarter comes in, and they're just going to take him right over the locker room.
Yeah, this does not look good. There was actually a Rochester fan down in the corner by the door that slapped his hands together real hard and walked out. I obviously didn't see it, but it must have not looked good at all.
An injury report being brought to you by Woodlawn Hospital, where care and compassion meet. We'll see what we can get for you on Quinn here before the end of the contest. As he went right to the locker room. And wasn't putting any pressure on that
left
leg.
No, he was carried off.
6:02 to go. Zebras will inbound. McCarter will do it. And Trent Reinholt came in for Quinn. Zebras looking to get in. They get it to Reinert. Reinert has it in the backcourt. Now it's to McCarter. McCarter against Saibo. He'll bring it across the timeline. Under 6 to go. McCarter on the right wing. Now to Smith. Smith with the basketball to Reinholt. Reinholt. Now back to McLaughlin. McLaughlin, yep, traveled. Kind of that shuffle step before he put it on the ground. And
just in a little bit too big of a hurry.
5:40 to go here in the contest. And Murphy. Goes down low, and the ball is stolen by McLaughlin. McLaughlin then is fouled as he tries to slow it back up, and Fisher runs him over. And that's only going to be the team fourth, so they'll have it to inbound in front of the Zebra bench.
That's a foul even I wouldn't have missed, Randy.
Jenna would have had to call it for you.
She wouldn't have called it.
5:29 to go here in the contest, and the inbound pass comes to Reinholt. Reinholt holds. Dribbles, puts it on the floor, and he'll go to the hole and kick it off to Smith. Smith saves it from going out of bounds and bring it back up top. Now to McLaughlin. McLaughlin into the corner to Reinholt. Down low to Reinhart. Reinhart with the basketball. Now off to McLaughlin. McCarter fakes a three, puts it on the floor against Saibo. Now picks up his dribble and gives it off to McLaughlin. 5 minutes to go here. 43-28 on the inch true value scoreboard. Zebras being very patient here. They have the ball down low to Reinerts. Reinerts has it blocked by Murphy. Off to Swanson. Swanson with the basketball.
Reinerts took a lot of contact down there on that finish and nothing called.
The unfortunate part is they haven't called a whole lot tonight.
No, it's
pretty consistent with what they've done.
Got to give them credit for that.
Murphy with the basketball. Murphy will go to the hole. Murphy will throw up a shot. No good. Rebound fought for, and McLaughlin has it stolen. And stepping out of bounds will be Fisher, so it'll be Zebra basketball. 4:27 to go here in the contest. 43-28. Top of the key is McLaughlin. Now to Smith. Smith with the basketball. It's to McCarter. McCarter in the right wing. Now down in the corner to McLaughlin. To Reinerts. They kick it to Smith off his head as he misses the ball and they go out of bounds. Turnover on the Zebras.
I think he was a little surprised with the pass there. It was a good look from Reinerts. I just think it caught Smith napping a little bit. Yeah.
4:07 to go, 43-28. As Saibo will bring it across the timeline for Oregon Davis. Zebras in a man. Now Swanson against Reinerts. Swanson gives it off to Saibo. He's guarded by McLaughlin. Reinholt, he's got Murphy. Murphy's got the basketball now. The screen, they get around it, and they're going to call a foul on the Zebras before the shot. They're going to get Reinholt for the foul. It's going to be his second. Only the team third. Second? Team second.
Team
okay.
Second, yeah.
So great job by the Zebras.
Murphy's definitely not shy about shooting the ball, Randy. he likes to pull the trigger.
43-28. Saibo with the basketball. Saibo gives it off to Fisher. Fisher now to Taylor. Taylor, top back to Swanson, top of the key. Swanson has it to Fisher. Fisher down low to Taylor. Back out to Swanson against Reinert. Swanson penetrates. Double team, kicks it back out to Taylor. Now they go top of the key to Saibo. Saibo to Murphy. Three ball on the way from the wing. No good. Rebound, McCarter.
Right on cue with Murphy.
McCarter rips it down. Quickly ahead, and Coach Malco wants a timeout. He wants to settle things down. With the full timeouts with 3:11 to go on the Yingyard's True Value scoreboard. Zebras 43, Oregon Davis 28. Back with more after this. Giant FM Sports, 92.1 WROI.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
For more information, call Jennings Insurance of Rochester and Argus.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here in Oregon Davis High School's 3:11 to go in the contest. 43-28 Zebras lead, and Christina Hughes works miracles again as Quinn Stasiak has re-entered the gymnasium walking on his own. He's walking a little gingerly on that left leg, but he has a bag of ice with him. Not sure we'll see him return. We'll have to wait and see how that works out, but he got helped off the floor. Could not put pressure on that left leg. I don't know if he just...
He's got ice on his knee.
Okay, on his knee now.
Yeah, ice is on his knee. I don't...
So maybe when he fell on there and kind of, what do they call that, a stinger, kind of?
Let's hope, or just a sprain.
Yeah.
Let's hope it's just a knee sprain.
So something. We'll have to wait and see. We'll ask Coach Malco coming up in the post game here later tonight.
Coach Malco talking to Quinn now.
3 minutes to go. Down low to Reinhold. Reinhold up, no good. Blocked by Murphy.
Kind
of. Again, a lot of contact. Murphy with the basketball to Saibo. Saibo has it now left wing. Saibo thinks about a three, and McCarter right back in his grill, not allowing him to do so. Hands it off to Murphy. Murphy against Reinholt. Murphy around the screen. Has to pick up his dribble. Now gives it off the right wing to Saibo. Saibo, three ball on the way, no good. Another win for the Zebra defense.
Yes, it is. No doubt about it. Zebras can live with that all day.
McLaughlin rips the rebound, and he'll pull it across the timeline, and he'll give it off to Smith on the right wing with 2.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Randy Wynn, Jake Rupp, glad you could join us from Oregon Davis High School. Zebras up 43-28. And McLaughlin will have it now on the near side. McLaughlin against Fisher. Penetrates, almost travels, gives it off to Reinerts. Zebras looking just to run the four corners here to run this clock down. Kind of force Oregon Davis to start fouling.
Yes, they are. And Oregon Davis is kind of applying choking pressure. They're going to have to get a little bit more aggressive to create a turnover right here.
They're only sitting at team four fouls for Oregon Davis.
Yeah,
they've got a couple to go yet before the Zebras can even shoot.
Good point. They've got two to give.
And they play it on their defense, and they get a stolen and knocked out of bounds by Aiden Smith. Zebras just have to make good, crisp passes, and that time they got caught with a slow, lackadaisical pass and stolen by Oregon Davis. And Aiden Smith busted his butt to the other end and tipped it out of bounds. They do inbound to Saibo. Saibo goes to the far side. Saibo now off to Pitts. Pitts, first time in the contest for Oregon Davis. He'll go to Murphy. Murphy backs his way down, throws up a shot, no good. Rebound comes to Oregon Davis. Pitts, three ball on the way, no good. Rebound, Murphy, up off the glass, good.
Got away with the shove in the back there, but was able to finish.
13-point lead for the Zebras, 43-30, with a minute 18 to go here in the contest. Smith to McCarter. McCarter with the basketball, and now he's going to be fouled. And that's going to be team five, as that one's coming on Saibo. That's only his second.
Unfortunately, down 13 with 72 seconds left. There's not much of a choice but to start fouling.
And Oregon Davis takes a timeout. We'll take one as well on the Union's True Value scoreboard. 43-30, minute 12 left to go here in the contest. Back with more Giant FM Sports.
In the spirit of giving this holiday season, Shepherd Chevy Buick and GM are offering you employee pricing. Yes, that's right. You pay what we pay for a brand new 2020 Chevy model vehicle. So, wherever you may go this Christmas season, to Nanny's house, Uncle Buck's, Aunt Helen's, Shepherd's wants to help get you there in style and comfort with GM employee pricing for all on all 2020 Chevrolets. And don't forget, Shepherd's also has an excellent selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from that goes through a complete 172-point inspection, and the service department is always ready to keep you safe on the road with a fantastic diagnostic special all month long. Be sure to follow us on Instagram for some fun Christmas gas card giveaways and visit us online at shepherdsrochester.com. From all of us at Shepherd's, happy holidays from the entire team at the corner of 14 and 25, your hometown dealer for over 25 years.
Back here at Oregon Davis High School. We're not at Rochester. I wish we were. A shorter drive home. Oregon Davis on the inbound will quickly foul McCarter, and that'll be team number six.
Next one they're shooting.
A minute nine. Only ran a few seconds off the clock there. And Reinhold will get ready to inbound again for Rochester. Rainy Wind, Jake Ruff, glad you could join us here. Reinhold will inbound, get to McCarter in the backcourt, and obviously that's the man you want to have the basketball. And
not
he will
be
fouled.
Wants to foul. You know, something interesting, Randy, is coming into this game, Oregon Davis shot 15 free throws a game, and tonight they have shot exactly two.
Wow.
Kind of a testament to good defense and the way that the game's been called.
Minute eight, 13-point lead, and McCarter's the line for one and the bonus. I think Quinn's trying to plead with Coach Malco to get him into the game. Free throws made. Coach Malco says, "Now sit down. We got a 14-point lead. You're not going back."
14-point lead on the road, not a conference game. Sit down.
Well, we need you next Friday.
Yep.
44-30. McCarter with a second free throw. On the way. Good again. 45-30. 15-point lead for the Zebras. 65 seconds remain. Murphy with the basketball. Murphy to Saibo. Back down low to Taylor. Shot up off the glass. Good. And quickly inbound. Ryan Holt with it, and he's going to be fouled. And Trenton will go to the line to shoot one in the bonus. 55 seconds remain. And we'll have the post game coming up here shortly. Post game will be brought to you tonight by Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins. So I hope you'll stay tuned for that post game. We'll talk to Zebra head coach Rob Malco.
Reinhold's first attempts of the year.
Okay. So Zebra's back and not on the line. The only one on the line is Oregon Davis. Trent's first one on the way. Good. 46-32. 55 seconds remain. Trent will have a second one. Trent takes his time. Ties it, flies it, and good. 47-32. Coach Malco says no fouls here. Just let the clock run. Murphy for three on the way. No good. And a rebound pulled down by Reinerts, and he's going to be...
A travel. That's
okay.
I could have seen a jump ball, a foul. A travel is not one that I expected.
Coach Malco clearing the bench. Reese Rainey in. Also Dryden Vance. Also coming in will be Aaron Huffman. Evan Elliott and Brock Bowers in, and the starters will sit down. 47-32, and Oregon Davis also going to the bench. Bring in Saylor, Cease, and number 11, I don't have any.
Must be his first time up.
Must be. See if we get a...
See if I can find him in the JV program.
I don't see him 11 in the JV. Oregon Davis throws the ball out of bounds, and the Zebras will have it to inbound on the baseline because nobody touched it. So, they'll inbound it right back to where they were. Reese Rainey will inbound. Rainey will get ready to inbound it, and he'll get it into Bowers. Bowers has the basketball, and he'll be fouled. So he'll go to the line for his first free throws, I believe, as a varsity player as well.
No doubt about it. Interesting. They clear the benches, and we're still trying to extend the game.
Usually when you clear the benches, that doesn't extend
game
the game.
On.
Yeah,
yeah. You just play.
Bowers will go to the line. He'll have an opportunity for 1-1 here tonight. That foul was called on number 11, his first. Bowers to the line with 45.5 seconds remaining. 47-32, Zebras up 15. Free throw on the way by Bowers. Short off the front of the iron, rebounded by Oregon Davis. They bring it across the timeline. Oregon Davis has the basketball. Now to Cease. Cease with it, and he throws it out of bounds from Saylor. And Saylor saves it right into the hands of Dryden Vance, and he'll be tied up. It'll stay with Oregon Davis. Also into the contest now, Landon Green, a 6'1 senior for Oregon Davis. So inbound with 33 seconds to go here in the contest. Zebras up 15. They'll inbound, and the ball is loose, picked up by Saylor. Saylor has it, now go to Cease. Cease on the left side to Pitt. Now back up top. Shot on the way by number 11. No good, and the rebound is ripped out of there by Cease. Cease has it. Back to 11, blocked by Bowers. Rebound, Rainey. 14 seconds to go. Bowers has the basketball. Crossed the timeline with 10. Bowers with it. And he'll give it off to Huffman. Huffman will not have to dribble. 2-1, and that'll do it. That's the final. 47-32. Zebras win it tonight on the road. Oregon Davis. We'll be back with the postgame show after this. Giant FM Sports, 92.1 WROI.
Are you looking to upgrade your home's old air conditioning unit to a new high-efficiency heat pump? Or maybe thinking of installing a new geothermal system in your home? Or is it time for that old pool pump to be a new Energy Star variable speed pump? Residential members of Fulton County REMC are eligible for rebates designed to help save you money. Give us a call at 574-223-3156 to see if you qualify. Fulton County REMC, making a better tomorrow since 1936. Smith Farm Store and their knowledgeable staff ready for winter. Smith Farm Store, your official Skag Steel and Simplicity dealer, and a full line of equipment. Smith Farm Store staffs a fully certified repair technician to tune up or fix your equipment so it's always ready. While you're at Smith Farm Store, be sure to check out their inventory of clothing, pet and equestrian supplies, paint, lighting, grills, wood stoves, and much more. Everything for every project, all under one roof. Smith Farm Store, 151 Rochester Plaza, serving farm and home since 1971.
Your local trusted choice independent agency is Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance. For over 79 years, they have taken care of families and businesses throughout the area by offering affordable, sensible, and reliable insurance. Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance offers sound advice and programs for auto, homeowners, life, health, business, and commercial insurance. Call 574-223-2166.
Visit them online at SmithSawyerINS.com or stop by their office, Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, since 1932.
Pulaski Memorial Hospital's family medicine and women's health physicians, Dr. Brogan Baylor, Dr. Clint Kaufman, and Dr. Melissa Zart, provide a lifetime of care, allowing you and your family to keep the same doctor throughout every stage of life. As Indiana's only certified baby-friendly critical hospital, their physicians and staff are committed to providing a warm and welcoming atmosphere to help deliver your baby and to continue caring for them at any age. Pulaski Memorial Hospital, Winnemac. Call for an appointment at 574-946-2194.
Rochester Glass is proud to be celebrating 63 years as a family-owned business right here in Fulton County. They supply glass for every purpose. Their specialties are storefronts, tabletops, mirrors, plexiglass, window screens, window glass, thermopane doors and windows, auto glass installation and repair, and 3M Scotch Tint window tinting for residential and commercial windows and vehicles. Call Rochester Glass Company 223-6574 or stop by their location 1525 Main Street in Rochester. Tax season is here and getting the right help doesn't have to be a mystery. With over 25 years experience, Tidewater is happy to assist individuals, small business, and corporate accounts. Located in downtown Rochester at 806 Main Street, Tidewater offers fast refunds, being prepared with personal and professional care. Call 574-367-7366 today for an appointment. Tidewater Executive Tax Service is your hometown tax resource.
Turn in the tide on taxes. Tidewater Tax Service.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
For more information, call Jennings Insurance of Rochester and Argus.
This is High School Basketball on Giant FM.
Back here, Oregon Davis High School, the final 47-32. Time now for the postgame show brought to you by Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins, the law firm built for your current and future legal needs. And joined now by Zebra head coach Rob Malko. And, Coach, here we are, third game of the week, and congratulations. You pulled the trifecta.
We did. I hope we can do that in the first week of March. That'd be kind of cool again.
Well, you know, you can always put this in your back pocket and refer back to it time gets closer.
The most important thing, and I hope it appears Quinn's okay. Boy,
that was scary.
But again, we'll wait and see what happens tomorrow. He said it's not hurting him now, but the official came by and goes, "Hey, I heard that pop."
Oh.
I don't know if it's something that kind of popped and came right back, and it's just. Yeah. But right now, he said it's not sore and he's walking on it. So
I saw him pleading his case down here to try to get back in.
He wasn't trying to get back in. Okay. I was just explaining to him how we usually treat those types of injuries, and so
right back on the line.
Yeah, he and I were working on how we're going to work through that, but as far as tonight goes, I thought the guys had a good team effort. I don't know what the scoring was.
Pretty balanced.
Yeah, I think you had three doubles. You had Reinhardt with 14, Tarek with 10, and Grant with 11.
Who had 14?
Reinhardt.
Yeah. Kyle. Good. Kyle great. I mean, that's the kind of, you know, we had 47, but, you know, we were really methodical a couple times tonight and held the ball at the end of the first half, trying to just keep from getting into foul trouble any more than we were headed. There was probably about 4 or 5 minutes tonight that we didn't just go after them because we were just holding the ball. So offensively, I'm starting to see some things that are starting to come the direction we want. You know, this game could have been mid-50s for us, and we're still holding our opponents to the low 30s where we want to be. So, it was a good effort for us tonight, especially the third game of the week and back-to-back.
One thing that really stuck out to Jake and I, we talked about it, was how hard the Zebras finished. They knew the officials weren't really calling fouls tonight, so they had to finish strong. And that's a good thing going forward because you get into sectionals, you may have similar things.
It is. I mean, that's sectional ball, really. I mean, when you get to the sectional, the officials let the guys play, and you got to play through things, and that usually benefits both teams, really, but when they let the boys go out there and compete. And that's what we had tonight, and that's the way the tournament will go. So, you know, this was a good thing, even though it's 2 months ahead of time, to kind of draw back on and look at some film. And hopefully, again, I thought this weekend we became a lot better basketball team. As long as Quinn's good to go for next week and we can keep our lineup and our rotation and our depth where it's at, we grew a ton in the last this past week as a team in terms of how we're looking to score. Our sophomores are gaining so much experience and confidence, and you know we're still defending the way we like to defend. So a lot of good things. Hopefully we can keep checking the boxes.
2-0 in the conference, and your next game will be Friday night with conference foe Tippecanoe Valley at home. You've got all week to prepare.
Well, we do, and that'll be nice because this week was rough. I mean, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday. So, you know, coming out next week and being able to maybe have hour and a half practices that are really hard and maybe doing some fundamental stuff for the last half hour free throw type stuff instead of having three-hour practice grinds because we're trying to get so much in for the week. So this will be a good breather in one aspect, but the other way we got to maintain our how we attack, and we got to play, and we change some things in practice where we want to make sure our practices are as competitive as what we want to play in. And you can't just go practice one way and then decide you're going to play a different way. You know, how you practice is how you play, and I thought that was on display this week.
Coach, we'll let you get out of here. You got a bus ride home. 47-32, congratulations, a big win, three in a row this week, and we'll talk to you Friday night before Valley.
That sounds great. See you guys.
Zebra head coach Rob Malco here tonight. Again, the Zebras win it 47-32. Jake, you've got some final numbers, and we're going to head home.
Yeah, leading the Zebras again tonight was Kyle Reinerts with 14, Tarek McLaughlin with 10, Grant McCarter with 11, Quinn had 4 all in the second half, Trent Reinholdt, same, 4 with all in the second half, and Aiden Smith also with 4. For the Bobcats, Saibo with 12, 7 of those in the first quarter. The Zebras did a really good job after the first quarter. Cameron Taylor with 2, Lane Fisher with 2, Jared Bryan with 2. Swanson had 3, and then Dylan Murphy, the other half of that combo, had 11. Zebras out rebounded OD unofficially, and this is very unofficially, 30-14. Zebras turned it over 12 times. Oregon Davis turned it over 14 times.
Again, the final 47-32 here at Oregon Davis High School. Jake, I think Coach said it. I mean, they grew a bunch. They grew a lot. They learned from each other. They learned how to dig deep when they needed to. This game wasn't easy, but they come out, and at times they made it look easy for game three of a rough week.
Well, and they didn't beat themselves. I think when you play three games on the road, especially the third one, to not beat yourself and get sloppy is really important. And I don't think we can underscore the fact that they had, Saibo came in averaging 17.6 a game, and he had 7 in the first quarter, and you're like, oh no, is he gonna go off on him? And he had 5 the rest of the way. That's a gutsy effort defensively.
I think the Zebra defense has really grown since we saw him in week one. And, you know, Coach Malco mentioned even that week one, he was worrying about guard play, how these sophomores were going to grow. And I think Aiden Smith and Tarek McLaughlin can hold their own now.
Absolutely. This was a growing up week for them. And like we said, winning on the road is always a rock fight. And those two grew a ton with 3 road games this week.
What do you see coming up Friday night with the Tippecanoe Valley Vikings? Obviously going to be a little different. Normally you're used to a gym full of green and gold and black and gold, but we're not going to have that this year. What do you see coming up Friday night?
Yeah, it's a shame. You look forward to that with the boys and girls because you usually get 2 big crowds, and it's going to be definitely a different atmosphere, but when Rochester and Tippecanoe Valley get together, it's going to be a flat-out rock fight, and the toughest team will win.
Again, the final here tonight from Oregon Davis. Rochester defeats the Bobcats 47-32. For my broadcast partner, Jake Ruff, I'm Randy Wynn. We'll talk to you Wednesday night from Rochester High School as the Rochester Lady Zebras will battle in a TRC matchup with the Whitco Lady Wildcats. We'll see you on a Wednesday night, everybody. Have a great weekend. See ya.
Rochester basketball is brought to you by Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, Shepherd Chevrolet Buick of Rochester, Jennings Insurance, The Insulation Guys, Rochester Glass, Enyart's True Value, Fulton Solid Waste District, Manitow Moose Lodge No. 1107. Rochester basketball is also brought to you by Pulaski Memorial Hospital, RTC Communications, Culligan of Fulton County, Woodlawn Hospital, First Federal Savings Bank, Fulton County REMC, Smith Farm Store. Fulton County Best One Tire. Tidewater Executive Tax Service.